demanded an urgent and horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news, and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Well, it's a lot on this Michigan thing. I mean, we're just probably going to have that as a big story for a little while here. It's the big one. Now there's more stuff coming out. Michigan star running back Blake Corum says he has no business relationship with former football staff member Connor Stallions after records of an LLC in Wyoming. I should have asked Cody about that. In Wyoming, listing both men as co-owners surfaced Tuesday on social media. So the running back is being linked to Connor Stallions, the former member that goes to spy on everybody? Why? How does that work?
Money laundering?
Can you imagine like an assistant coach going up to a player? I want to get into business with you, man. Let's open up a business.
Property out in Wyoming. Nobody knows where it is.
According to records from the Wyoming Secretary of State, Corum Stallions and a third person,
Harbaugh?
Harbsberg. Secretary of State's name is Connor O'Day, of course, are listed as organizers of a limited liability corporation called BC2 Housing LLC, which lists a home in Ann Arbor, Michigan, as its office and mailing address. Property records show the address is a home Stallions purchased in March of 2022.
This is weird.
What's going on over there, guys? You're stealing signs, okay, but now your coaches are like opening bed and breakfasts with other players or something like that? Now, again, the running back is saying no.
So he has a company in Wyoming, but he bought a house in Michigan.
Where he's getting the business, like all the checks are coming to and stuff.
It's weird.
Corum said he became aware of the LLC listing only before practice Tuesday and had no idea how his name appeared. He has contacted his attorney to intervene. He said, I don't have any businesses with Connor or anything like that. But I'm glad whoever found it, whoever searched the web, was able to find that. I appreciate you. My attorneys are on it. Definitely get that figured out right away. Get my name taken off of whatever it is. Like, how
do you even get on a business deal without knowing?
How's that? Stallion's signature is the only one that appears on the initial filing for the LLC in March of 22.
Who is this guy?
Right. He's got the coolest name ever.
He's ruining it.
He went around and spied on people. And now he's... Do you think he just wrote somebody down and said, yeah, he's my business partner because he needed somebody? I don't know.
He's a cosign. What?
But there's only one signature.
Like you need more than one signature to start a business or to buy a house for that matter.
Not in Wyoming.
Apparently not.
I love Wyoming, okay? All right. Before you come at me, I'm just saying, you guys might do things a little differently.
Like, hey, I'm doing this thing in Michigan. They're going to win a lot of games this year. You should put some money on them.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of forego the deposit here.
Well, hey, maybe Michigan plays Wyoming. Do they play them soon? Like in a non-conference game ever? Because, I mean, Michigan played CSU last year. Maybe he bought the house so he can camp out there and film all their signals. That's worth it. You know, this is a big investment. I buy houses wherever I go.
Actually never played each other.
Oh, really? So this makes absolutely no sense. Is he from there?
There's no conflict of interest, so you can...
Yeah, we can do all of our stuff there.
Try to connect the dots here, but...
Now, Michigan's running back Corum said, I'm a clean person, but I'm not a cleaner. Vacuums aren't my thing. Now, the reason he said that was because the Wall Street Journal reported that he was sued by his homeowners, that Stallions was. There was a profile of him. He was sued by his homeowners association for violating its bylaws by allegedly running a vacuum cleaner refurbishing business out of his home. Who is this dude?
This sounds like some kind of illegal thing going on.
How did Harbaugh find this guy? He started
an LLC in Wyoming, bought a house in Michigan, got in trouble at that house for not vacuuming or for starting another business inside this house with refurbished vacuums.
Yeah, it says the LLC is listed online, is active and current, and is in good tax standing. In a recent profile in the Wall Street Journal, where it was like, you know, he was sued for running a vacuum cleaner refurbishing business out of his home.
That's, like, who does that?
I'm going to bring my vacuum over to this guy.
Hey, your vacuum acting up? I know a guy.
Come over to my house.
He's got the coolest name ever.
How does he market that to people? He just walks up to him and like, hey, got a broken vacuum? Why don't you come on over to my house?
Is your vacuum running? I'm not going to tell you to catch it. Just bring it over to my
house. Bring it over to my house.
Your house? Not a business? Nah, yeah, just leave it in the front yard. I'll get to it.
Now, did he like, do you think he put this running back's name on the business so that he could get some... Like, is he big enough? Is that a big enough name? I mean, so Blake ran for 649 yards and 6 touchdowns so far. Is that a big enough name? Like, hey,
I didn't know.
Hey, Wyoming people, I have a vacuum place where I can fix your vacuum, and I run it with the Blake Corum. And the Wyoming fans will be like, oh, maybe I know him. Is he? Oh, is he, he's like a decent running back for Michigan. Yeah, you know what? That's enough for me. I'm in. Smitty says, sounds like a plot twist from Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul.
I'm pretty sure that there's a vacuum refurbishing thing in Breaking Bad. Like that they use to kind of smuggle guys out of the state.
Okay. This story, you were saying maybe there's something more going on than just sign stealing. Well, now that we hear that, is it Connor Stallions? Mm-hmm. Is getting in trouble for running a vacuum business out of his own house, and he's putting names on there that shouldn't be.
Running an illegal business out of a house that he purchased using an LLC that he created across the country.
And putting some other, putting a player's name on there. Like, how did his name get on there? That's what I want to know. Angel, he said Angel nailed it. All right, you might have nailed it. There might be a lot more than just sign stealing going on. What has Stallions... Well, at the beginning of the season, remember, Harbaugh, it was a self-imposed or a Michigan self-imposed suspension, and Harbaugh missed 3 games, right?
Yeah, for buying a cheeseburger.
For buying a cheeseburger, and we all kind of laughed at that, but now I'm like, did he buy the cheeseburger from Stallion's home office?
Did Stallion's give him the cash to pay for this cheeseburger?
Is he selling cheeseburgers, too? You know what he reminds me of in the movie, the new version of The Longest Yard, the cheeseburger guy? Yeah. The cheeseburger guy? That's Stallions running around Michigan. You know? It's time to get cheesy. You guys need... Hey, before we wrap up the meeting, great practice, Coach. You really did great. If you guys need your vacuums fixed, give me a call. I'm kind of really starting to get this bad boy going, man.
May take a while, so have a cheeseburger while you're there.
Okay, maybe there's something going on. Now, I mean, I read this and I'm like, who is this dude?
He's doing a lot of stuff.
Well, how do you even get on there? Like, if I started a business and I just said, yeah, Angel's on there too.
Yeah, I feel like you have to have more than one signature to start a business. Got to have records, tax payments. If it's 2 people, I need all your information.
I'm going to go start a business and just put your name on there.
Please don't.
Brady and Angels, you know, dusters.
Vacuum recycling plant. Connor Stallion, screw up your vacuum, bring dust.
Something's happening. Yeah, that story's weird enough where maybe you're right. I mean, I wasn't even going to go with that story. I was going to go with the Aaron Rodgers thing, but this is way better than that. Dude, does anybody in Wyoming know about this business?
Is it just some shack in the middle of nowhere?
I would like to know. We should do some investigative.
Just a little outhouse in the middle of Wyoming with a mailbox.
What a weird thing. I kind of want to do some investigative reporting here. Because, and again, I don't know. How the hell are we going to find it? We got to find this place. LLC in Wyoming, listing both men as co-owners, surfaced on Tuesday on social media. And it's like not just a social media thing. The records from the Wyoming Secretary of State that Corum and Stallions are listed as organizers of a limited liability corporation called BC2 Housing LLC. Can we look that up?
Is it two number?
B, capital B, capital C, and then the number two, Housing, LLC. But it also lists a home in Ann Arbor, Michigan, as its office and mailing address. So is this like BC2 Housing? Could that be an apartment complex? Could it be a housing, like a housing thing? We got to find this place, man. Because that's
in good tax standing. All good things.
Yeah.
Perpetual term of duration. Principal office in Ann Arbor. Mailing address in Ann Arbor. This is weird.
Dude, we might need to take a... Remember when we took a road trip to Wiggins, Angel?
Yeah.
Let's rekindle that flame.
I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know what's waiting for us in Wyoming.
Yeah, this makes sense. Smitty says, FYI, there are a handful of states which have advantages for incorporation. Wyoming is one of those states. I figured that they do things a little differently over there. I'm not meaning differently, though? Well, yeah.
You just forge the signature of a college athlete?
Or there's not even a signature on there. It's just his signature. But the records show that they're both on this.
This is my business, so, but this guy's going to help me.
So did he just print his name? And then they were like, good enough for me.
You print it and then just make the signature that bad that you couldn't tell the difference? It's actually two different names?
The report just says there's one signature. Eastside Chris, guys, this story should make a great movie. Get trademarks and copyrights. Now, we could go make this movie. Big Hub said the same thing. You should document it and make it a Netflix documentary. Dude, we could bust this thing wide open. We go over there and we're like, where's Stallions? You know, what's going on with this place? Where are all the vacuums? Where are all the used vacuums that he's allegedly working on? Because that's not right, man, what he's doing. Are things that bad at Michigan where you got to get a side job like this? You mean, was he not paid good enough at Michigan? I mean, they make money. What's going on over there? He's got to get an LLC going. He's got to put a college athlete's name on there to help him out. And then he starts a vacuum cleaner refurbishing company there. Dude, just buy a new one at Walmart, man.
Okay.
What do you got?
Blake Corum wears number two for Michigan.
Yeah.
And the company is called BC2.
Whoa.
What is going on here?
Whoa. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
And is it Corum's house that they purchased?
That they used to do their vacuum clean? No.
They did the vacuum thing out of
Stallion's
house.
Well, what's the house? What is BC2? It says BC2 housing. That could be apartment complex. That could be anything. You know, like it could be an actual housing for low income people. Mm-hmm. It could be an apartment complex. Could be, you know, condominium complex. I mean, this could be a lot of different things. The vacuum thing seems like it's separate, too. That was his other thing that he got in trouble for. But this is, this is...
The housing is listed at about $4,800,000.
Okay, so it is a house.
Yeah,
then.
It's a very nice house.
How much did you say, $4,800?
Yeah. Two stories, garage, porch, yeah.
It's for sale?
No, that's just what it's listed as.
Okay. Where they're receiving the...
Where they're getting their checks.
Where they're getting their checks?
5731 Villa France Avenue.
And where, in Ann Arbor?
Yep.
See, I want to know what the actual BC2 thing is, like housing is. Is it...
That's a coincidence, no?
Is it...
Those are his initials, yeah, and his number?
That's an interesting one. It's starting to heat up. Well, I want to know, like, what it is over there in Wyoming. Does anybody know what... Is anybody renting an apartment or anything from BC2 housing or whatever it is? It's got to be somebody we could talk to. What's it like in there? What's going on? Yeah. Smitty's probably right. It's probably the tax thing and all that. 20 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and take a quick break here. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. I got Mark Johnson at the bottom of the hour. Sounds like Shador Sanders is staying put for another year. At least that's what we're hearing. I'll get Mark's take on the whole Sean Lewis, Pat Shurmur thing. as well. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home for UNC basketball, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Well, we got ourselves an address now, Angel. Go Pokes, following me on Twitter. That's just a way for him to get me to say Go Pokes. Gave us this address, 30 North Gold Street, R, Sheridan, Wyoming, 82801. So we looked it up, and it's, Angel, this could work out, buddy. You and I could make a trip, blow this story wide open, and then we could, you know.
We wouldn't blow the story wide open. The story would get blown open after we end up missing or something.
We could go right on over to the Pony Bar and Grill in Sheridan. Mm-mm. There's the Cowboy Cafe. Just a place called Olive. Ooh, they got Black Tooth Brewing Company up there. I've heard about that. That's like the only brewery in Wyoming, I think. I don't know. Because I know our boy Cody loves him some craft beer. He said, check out the history tab and the initial filing. Angel, how do we get there? From where it's hard for me to multitask. But he did give us the address, 30 North Gold Street, R. Sheridan, Wyoming, 82801. Man, this is some weird stuff. This whole thing with Michigan Stallions. He's got an LLC housing in Sheridan, Wyoming that's under a player's name, but the player's like, "No, I've never heard of that." Meanwhile, he got in trouble for running a vacuum refurbishing company out of his own house, and now he's being investigated for sign stealing with Michigan. Boy, this guy's something else.
Yeah, so I have the sheet here. It's a limited liability company, articles of organization. This is from the Wyoming Secretary of State's office. Lists the housing name, the physical address, the mailing address, the principal office address. The organizer of the limited liability company is Connor Stallions, Connor O'Day,
what?
And Blake Corum, all listed at the same Villa France Avenue address in Ann Arbor.
Oh, wow.
Three different names, same exact address.
This is...
And the only signature is Connor Stallions. He is listed as an owner. We have a daytime phone number here as well.
So three numbers now, or three names. You want to call it?
I don't know. Get on a list or something.
I was going to say we could call it on the air. Hey, is this
very sketch?
Is this my old buddy Connor Stallions? Whatever it is, we'd just like to talk to him about renting some space. Did we figure out if it's an apartment complex?
The house
is. Oh, it's just a house.
The house in Michigan is just a house.
What's this place in Wyoming that we got the address to? The place in Sheridan, Wyoming. Like, what is that place? That's what I want to know. Because that's what we can get to. That's where we start. We don't go to Ann Arbor, Michigan yet. Now, I stress the word yet. That's secondary. We got to get there to this. I'm zooming in on my laptop, but it doesn't work like that.
I mean, it looks just like a building on, I guess, a main street in Sheridan.
So it's probably an apartment complex.
I mean, I see a bank.
There's the Pony Bar and Grill.
I see a Wyoming corporate office.
Yeah.
No actual building, though, that says B2 or BC2 housing.
Oh, I so desperately want to drive over there.
Yeah, no, this is real sketch.
I'm telling you, man, we could make a freaking day of it. We could go...
Man, it'd be our last day.
Maybe. But we could go to the Pony Bar and Grill. I think that would be fun. That sounds good.
Why don't we send one of our Wyoming listeners first?
Well, go Pokes. Like, are you in Wyoming? Are you in Sheridan? And I'm not knocking Sheridan when I say this. I'm knocking like this.
You may be at the center of a massive conspiracy.
Right. This could be the smallest town in the world, and you could still have sketch stuff happen. I grew up in a town like that. So I'm not knocking Sheridan at all. And I'm really not knocking the Pony Bar and Grill. Just saying, man, we could go by there, hang out, and then probably go get murdered in this place. You know? It's what a weird story. 30 minutes after the hour, let's switch gears. We'll talk to the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. First, let's get the latest on the local sports slash.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Thirty-four minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the show. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. Joining me now is the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, are you on a horse again this time? I became a little famous last week because of that post, my friend.
No, not today. I'm just sitting in the office. First off, it's snowing outside. I just got in feeding the horses a little while ago, and snowing like crazy up here. And secondly, it's my 32nd anniversary with my wife, so I'm trying to hammer out a bunch of work this morning so that this afternoon I can go out and celebrate with my bride.
Oh, man, happy anniversary. Yeah, listen to that. Yeah, Susan, Cheryl, wishing you all the best, my friend. Yeah. Mark, go have some fun, too. Yeah, you deserve it. And yeah, this is that tough time for you, though, because you got football, you got basketball. I don't know how you keep everything straight, because I can't.
I'll tell you a great story. So when we got married, and we got married very young, I was not in a sports world yet, and I was just starting to, and all of a sudden, about 3 or 4 years in, she says to me, "Wait a minute, you allowed us to get married in early November when football and basketball are crossing over?" So, you know what we do? Every year we celebrate our half anniversary in early May, which coincides with her birthday as well. And that way we kind of do a little anniversary celebration because out of the 32 years, I'm not making this up, Brady, I bet you in 32 years, probably, I'm going to guess 16 to 17, so roughly half, she has been at a ball game of some form or fashion. So,
I love it, man. I mean, that's true love. Like, she's out there, she's supporting all of those games that you're doing and being a part of it. I mean, that's when you know, Mark.
And you'll appreciate this. Can I tell you a great story?
Yes, you can.
Back early. And you'll love this because, you know, the way your station goes about business and all the stuff you guys do. So years ago when I was first in sports casting, I worked for a station. We did all kinds of high school games. And one anniversary, we were doing a game from a stadium that there was no place for us to we used to use the old Marty. Do you remember Marty?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
For your listeners, it was a little broadcast unit. And the only way we could power it up was if we plugged it into the van. And so our entire anniversary, I'm doing this high school game. She's sitting in the van about every half hour starting the van so the battery doesn't wear out. That's what you call it. That's romantic, my friend.
Oh, hey, You know what? That's a story that you'll always have, too. Rather than just, hey, we went to Olive Garden, you know? Yes. You've got that story now.
Right. I've got that one. So she every half hour, she'd start it up, let it idle for 20 minutes, she'd shut it off, and sit there reading a book. And so, yeah, for any young people that are listening today, that's not the way you want to treat your wife. All right? Don't do it.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Well, seriously, congrats to you. And, Mark, I missed this last week, but you hit a milestone in games broadcasted over the weekend, last weekend, man. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, our statistician, Chandler, a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, he calls me one day and he said, "Do you know that you're going to pass Larry Zimmer in games broadcast as a play-by-play announcer?" And I said, "That can't be true." And Larry did 28 years of Buffs play-by-play and then 12 years of the Colorado, so 40 years in all. And I said, "No, you are. You're going to pass him in total games as the play-by-play announcer," because you got to remember way back in the day, in the 70s and 80s, they didn't do a lot of basketball. So, you know, Zim might do 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 basketball games a year. I'm doing, 35 to 40. And so I passed him in the total number of games as a play-by-play announcer. I've got 8 years to catch him in football, obviously, because he did 28 years, I'm at number 20, and like in 2 years, I kind of passed him in total games broadcast or something. But you know the utmost respect that I've got for the great Larry Zimmer, the legend that he is. And so I said to somebody the other day, somebody asked me in an interview, and I said, all this means is I'm getting old. That's all it means.
Well, you don't sound it, my friend. Mark, you sound better than ever, man. And I'm not just blowing smoke. I've talked to you off the air several times. It's an honor to just know you. But, man, I'm telling you, the Buffs got a good one. You know, no matter what happens season to season, they got a good voice. I'll tell you that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, to change subjects, because I know you're embarrassed, I got to ask you this question before we get into Buffs talk. Have you been to Sheridan, Wyoming? Mark, haven't you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Many times.
We are doing research because this Michigan story is going crazy with this Stallions guy. And now we're hearing that a running back for Michigan was like in a business with him, but he's of course saying no, but his name was listed in this business, BC2 Housing in Sheridan, Wyoming. And this running back's like, no, I'm not in business with him. I don't know what's going on with that. So I looked it up, and the address is like right by the Pony Bar and Grill. Have you ever been there?
I have been to the Pony Bar and Grill.
Good place? I mean, Angel and I are thinking about busting this story wide open, Mark. So is it a good place where we can go grab a beer and food?
That's the place. Yeah. Swing on by there as you're the sleuthing that you're about to do. Yes, swing on by there and have a little something.
You be ready, Mark. But I am. You are my lifeline here. You know, we're going to head there at some point this week. If we do not come back, you know, we the only one that can save us at this point would be you.
Well,
so
I'm going to round if you don't show up in a couple next week, if I don't hear from you, for example.
Yes,
I'm going to round up a posse and we're going to go looking for
you. Yes. All right? Okay. Yeah. Because I mean, let's face it, it's Angel and I, and the two of us will go up Sheridan, Wyoming. I don't know. We're not going to be able to fight. If anybody wants to fight, I don't know. We got to do the old look away and then take off and run. So we're going to need Mark Johnson.
And that is the thing. With the two of you, I don't trust either of you with sharp objects. You know? So I fully understand. So what's the deal with the Stallions guy in Sheridan? How does he tie in there?
So this whole thing, I don't know. Oh, I guess I'm guessing there's just different. He opened up a business there because of different, different tax write-off laws, whatever.
Right.
But he also got in trouble, Mark. He got in trouble because he was running a vacuum refurbishing company out of his house, and that was in Michigan. So he's got that going on. He has this business happening randomly, just as a side business. I'm guessing it's an apartment complex in Sheridan. I don't know. And he, for some reason, there's two other names on there, and one of them just happens to be the running back for Michigan. And Angel figured this out. He wears the number 2, and it's BC2 Housing.
Wow.
So We're on the right track here. We don't know what we're going to find, but we're going to find something.
This whole story is so bizarre to begin with. And then what was the stuff I saw the other day? And I glanced at it. I'm like, oh, goodness, it's just getting weirder and weirder. Did I see that other coaches, they've got documents now that other coaches
yes.
have been stealing signs and sharing them with each other?
Yes. Michigan's coming out saying that Ohio State, Rutgers, and who else, Angel?
Purdue.
Yeah, it's Purdue. Yes. Yeah. That they're all sharing information to get Michigan, I guess. So Michigan's coming out saying, hey, they're doing it against us. Mark.
Well, what did we talk about last week when he said, listen, everybody's doing this.
Right.
Now, do they have this Stallions character who's opening businesses in Wyoming and traveling around the country, buying tickets, and how about the glasses he's got with the blue light on it, apparently, where he's videotaping or whatever? I mean, no, they don't have that sort of, you know, cloak and dagger kind of stuff going on that we know of anyway at this point in time. But everybody is doing this, and I just don't understand, other than media hype and hyperbole, why this continues to be this enormous story. I can't figure it out.
Well, and that's why that's why I'm wondering, is there more going on? Because we got this Stallions dude opening up bed and breakfasts all over the place and running vacuum fixer-upper jobs out of his house. Like, this is weird, and it almost makes me like, kind of like the Stallions guy even more. I know he's cheating, but now I'm kind of like, well, dude, he is a scrappy guy that will do what it takes to feed his family.
That's right. I mean, this guy, he's a doer, man. You know what I think? I think we're going to find out he's actually a lizard person. That's what I think he is. I'm telling you, there's something really wrong with this guy. He's got too much going on. He's connected. He's probably tied in with the Illuminati or something. I don't know. But something's going on with this guy.
Oh, yes. And don't you worry, Mark. Angel and I, we're going to bust in, and we're going to be like Brady and Angel of the whole show. We're going to bust this thing wide open.
And so just out of curiosity, what's going to happen when you bust through the door and there's the Illuminati lizard person standing there? What are you going to do exactly when that happens?
Well, luckily, Angel is a student of the Karate Kid, Mark. So,
By the way, I just turned 62 the other day, I saw, by the way.
Yeah, and he looks like he's 12 still. Yep. What's going on with that?
Well,
man?
You know, for a person that grew up in that time period, that makes you feel kind of old. I'm not that old, but I mean, holy cow. I don't think that's what worries me. Him watching the Karate Kid movies doesn't give you any sort of self-defense.
I don't know. He studied them pretty closely, Mark. He studied them. He has the DVD and everything, man. He got it at Walmart.
Sweep the leg, man.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, joining us. Mark, you know, rounding it back out to something normal with what's going on with primetime, right? That's considered pretty normal compared to what's going on with old Stallions of Michigan. With this whole offensive coordinator situation and everything. Now, obviously, the first three quarters were rough. You saw the fourth quarter. I don't even know what I saw. I just know the Buffs had a chance somehow at the end of that game, and it was interesting. But what does the near future look like? And then, you know, down the road, what does it look like with Pat Shurmur in primetime?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know. You know, and we had Tyler Palomas was doing a game with us last week because Gary was under the weather, and you know, Tyler and I were talking about on air and off air. I'm thinking, well, okay, what are we seeing different here? What's really been altered? And I'm sure you saw the clip of Prime at the pressure this week. Somebody asked him about it, and he said, no, I'm not going there. We're moving on. Well, you know, so he didn't comment on what was different or what wasn't. I mean, they had minus 7 yards rushing last week. That's a new season low. You know, we're in the fourth quarter. We're pretty effective in that regard. But I don't know that anything – and I think we talked about that last week on horseback when I was talking with you, that I don't think you can make major changes in the middle of a season like this.
Yeah.
You just can't do it because the personnel is the personnel. And so what does it look like moving forward? I think it was your show I said it on last week, Brady, about, you know, if somebody came to me from Learfield today and said, hey, we're going to have a co-play-by-play guy on Saturday, I'm looking at that as a demotion from my standpoint. And because I was doing the whole job beforehand, now you're bringing somebody else to share it with me. And so I can't imagine that's a positive moving forward, but that's just me kind of, you know, kind of reading the tea leaves at this point in time because everyone's very tight-lipped around this within the program. And I would have to think, just, again, reading the tea leaves, there are going to be some staff changes after the season. We've got, three games remaining here, Arizona, and then the two games on the road, Washington State and Utah. And so my guess is there's probably some changes. Does that mean that Sean Lewis is not here? I hope not because I like Sean a great deal. He and I spent quite a bit of time together. But, you know, that's kind of the way the coaching world works and whatever other assistants may be, you know, kind of moved out. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see some changes after the season.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either at this stage. It's just kind of, like you said, it's tough at the end of the season like this with only a few games remaining to make a change like that because questions and everything are going to come out. And it's going to make one guy look like he might be the problem in Sean Lewis. So I guess time will tell. Mark, off the air, we'll go meet at the Pony Bar and Grill, and you'll tell me the real story.
Oh, yeah. I'll give all the details on that and maybe teach you how to, you know, do a couple of the self-defense things.
Yes.
Meet the Lizard Man.
I would like a couple of those, too. Oh, last one for you, Mark. I did see that. I didn't expect Shador. I just assumed Shador Sanders was coming back next year. I really did. Now you're seeing stories out there that he hasn't quite confirmed it, but Primetime has. Any thoughts there? I mean, it makes sense for him to come back another year and play college football.
It certainly does in a lot of respects. I think he's a very good quarterback. You know, it's interesting. I was on a show the other day, and I said something about him being one of the top quarterbacks in the country, and the host, who shall remain nameless, really balked at that. And I said, are you telling me? I said, I'm watching a guy. And I said, I'll admit my bias here because I do their games. But I've seen the other top guys around the country, Drake May and Penix and Nix and Caleb Williams and on and on and on. This guy is running for his life. He's on the verge of breaking a rather dubious record, a T-shirt you don't want, by the way, becoming the all-time most sacked quarterback in a single season in college football history, and still is putting up fantastic numbers, hasn't gotten the yips, not seeing ghosts, not running from shadows. I said, I can't believe how impressed I've been with how he handles himself. And I said, man, he would look awful good wearing blue and orange down there at Dove Valley. I can tell you that. Because this dude, I think, is going to be a great quarterback. When you get a good line in front of him, I really think he's going to be special because I'm really impressed with the way he's handled himself under the conditions that he's been in. And so I hope he comes back. When Prime says something, very often people seem to disagree with it. So I'm assuming that his son is going to listen to his dad. But I hope he comes back, because with Travis Hunter and everything else, and Shiloh coming back, and the kind of team they could have next year when they add another class on top of this, I think it could be a lot of fun. Because I guarantee you they're going to fix this offensive line issue during the offseason. So I certainly hope he comes back.
Yeah, and I'm with you on the blue and orange thing. That would be pretty sweet. Mark, what time do you get rock and rolling now? I guess I'm asking for several different games.
Yeah.
You got hoops, you got football, you're all over the place.
Basketball, we got a 6 o'clock game versus Grambling on Friday night. We'll be on there at 5:30 on the Basketball Network. Saturday, it's a noon football game. We hit there at 10 o'clock there. And then don't ask me after that. There's too many games to win.
Well, and I know next week we'll spend some less time talking about vacuums and Sheridan and more time about CU hoops. One of our listeners did say, hey, does Mark need a new vacuum for an anniversary present? We might know a guy, Mark. So if you need it fixed up, you let me know. We'll pick it up on our way over.
Listen, I got my wife a kitchen appliance for a birthday or anniversary, I can't remember which. It got me in trouble. So, listen, we could always use the vacuum, but I'm not sure as an anniversary gift that would be the best.
Hey, that should work both ways. When my wife gives me tools and stuff, and I'm like, what does that mean? I got to go do stuff now? Like, that should work both ways,
I think. You know it does not work both ways. You know it doesn't work both ways. And we as men just perfectly accept that. We're okay with it. You never go that direction with the household appliances or tools, that kind of thing. That's not a smart way to go. Here's a great one for you. A buddy of mine, his wife was going on and on about wanting some piece of exercise equipment, right? She had been going on for months, so he's like, well, she really wants this. So he innocently goes out and buys the exercise equipment, and that nearly blew things up, you know? Because you know what the assumption was. Oh, you're saying I need to lose weight. No, you were saying you wanted it. So, yeah, those are just things we accept.
Do not buy kitchen appliances, things like that, or workout equipment. I got it. Noted. Yeah, Angel and I are taking notes. Mark, if you don't hear from us, come look for us.
Yeah. I know. We're putting the posse together. We're heading towards Sheridan.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Appreciate you, my friend.
All right, dude. See you.
There we go. We got backup. Well, kind of. He's come after the fact. We'll be gone, but we'll get this story. We'll put this story to justice somehow. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll wrap up hour number two. Joel Scott, one of the stars from CSU's first win of the season, will join me. Man, this guy's got a great local story. We'll be right back.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
You know, that was a turn I didn't think we'd take today. But that's what happens on the whole show. Sometimes you don't know. And then the important things really take hold, like figuring out what's going on in Sheridan, Wyoming. At some point, Angel and I will bust that thing wide open. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Hey, if you're looking, you're thinking about a CDL, anything like that, you find a way to get that with our great friends over at True Safety. They bring workplace safety to you, also opportunities for you to get a CDL and everything. So that is True Safety. Check them out online as at truesafety.com. You can use, if you're interested in getting a CDL, you can use code KFKA10. To get in there. All right, 12:54. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Joel Scott, who had a monster game for Colorado State as they took down Louisiana Tech the other night. And Joel's story is really cool. I had a chance to meet him at that golf tournament we did with the Green and Gold Guard not too long ago. And he was so cool, man. Such a nice guy. So I am so pumped to be able to chat with him a bit. And talk about his family. I mean, everybody plays college sports. His mom was a superstar basketball player at Air Force. His dad was a football player at Air Force. His brothers played. So, that sports and basketball and all that stuff is flat out in his blood. So I'm looking forward to that conversation with him coming up a little bit later. I want to tell you guys about Cable's Pub and Grill. It is Wednesday, which means it's Pizza Day. $3 pints And $7.99 personal pizzas up to three toppings. And I'm telling you, if you haven't had the pizza at Cable's Pub and Grill, you're missing out. I, for one, you know, my favorite day is probably, honestly, they're all great, but their burgers are great. Their wings are great. Their pizza's excellent. The Smothered Burrito Day, which is coming up tomorrow for just $10.99. Go get their Smothered Burrito and a house margarita for $4. They have some kind of special going on. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock, 3 to 6. So pop over there. Maybe you're heading over to see UNC in northern New Mexico tonight for game two for the Bears. Stop by Cable's before you do so. Or you're going to watch the Nuggets-Warriors game a little bit later on tonight, 8 o'clock, I believe. Go check them out. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by Chevron. That's Cable's Pub and Grill, where my friends meet. All right, so go vote on our poll question. We'll see where you guys end up on this one at the end of the show today. Go to thewholeshow.com, check out and scroll down the page, find our poll question there. If Michigan is found guilty of illegal off-campus scouting and signal stealing, should they be banned from college football, from the college football playoffs this season? And now it's still high on the yes side. 66% of the hooligans are saying yes, and 33% are saying no. So go vote, thewholeshow.com, and we'll see how this thing rounds out when it's all said and done. I'll be curious to see how it wraps. All right, Joel Scott, D2 Player of the Year last year, transferred over to Colorado State. We'll talk to him coming up next.